Watcher, and a big, big welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Think you're going to enjoy this first one. Not too serious, but still great jazz. Actually, I hope you'll enjoy all the numbers this week. I'll give you 10, no, 20 guesses to name that jazz muso. Give up? 20 more guesses probably wouldn't help either. It's the Dudley Moore Trio in November 77 at the Corn Exchange, Cambridge. The original version of that song was Dud's first ever appearance on record, an A-side of his on a Parlophone single, his own compo Strictly for the Birds, which was also the theme from his own short-lived series on Southern Television. Dud's first guest on the first show was Tubby Hayes. Dudley on piano and that wonderful falsetto scat vocal in perfect unison with his piano. I think Peter McKirk bass could have been Jeff Klein, having said that, and Chris Caron drums. Dud had been a serious jazz muso for some time, initially in the late 50s with Vic Lewis, before joining the Johnny Dankwith band in 1960. But Dud's Errol Garner style of playing and swinging was ill-suited to the band and at odds with their cool progressive sound. So Dud went solo, and he also, I think, went into comedy and even acting. Same could be said of our next guest, actually.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, as we continue from here at the Hollywood Palladium, Doris Day to our Palladium microphone to bring us the lyrics to Day by Day. Doris?
deeper, dear, by far than any ocean. I find that day by day you're making all my dreams come true. And come with me, I want you to know
coincidentally, I just happened to play this Les Brown LP a few days ago. I just found it in a record shop, and then came the news that Doris Day had died. She was originally a big band singer. She first sang with Les Brown back in 1940 and left the so-called Band of Renown in 46 to go solo. No, it was actually Les Brown and his Blue Devils back in those days. And, as you well know, Doris went solo with much success. That song, ironically, Day by Day, is of course towards the end of that period with Les Brown. It was recorded at the Palladium in Hollywood in July 46. Ted Nash was the tenor soloist. I know it's not cool to say you liked Doris Day films or songs, but she really was the ultimate professional, magnificent in all her films, no matter how corny the script, and a genuinely talented singer. I thought she was terrific, and even the most cynical person in the world would find it difficult to not like her. She died this week at 97. Next, a 15-year-old. Initially a child actor, Craig Hundley, sometimes Chris Hundley, and he appeared in Star Trek, Bewitched, and the Beverly Hillbillies. All of this before he set up his eponymous band at the age of 14. This album, Rhapsody in Blue, recorded in 1970, was his third as a leader, third of only three, though. At the age of 15, he moved into more mainstream music, worked with Sinatra, Deep Purple, Stevie Wonder, and then composing scores and producing records. He's on the soundtrack of such films as E.T., Colour Purple, Dead Poets Society. We've just heard his version of Burt Bacharach's South American Getaway from the film Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Hundley piano, Kari Carlton guitar, Max Bennett bass, Ed Thigpen drums, and a large, large orchestra. Here's someone I saw live for the very first time just last week. And that was the Eddie Henderson Quintet in New York, March 98, with his own compo, Natsuko-san, dedicated to his wife. No solos, but just a beautiful statement, which reflected her, is Eddie's comment on the song. Eddie Henderson quotes Freddie Hubbard, Lee Morgan and Woody Shaw as his influences, after Miles, that is. Joe Locke vibes, Kevin Hayes piano, Ed Howard bass and Billy Drummond drums. Eddie is also a Jazz Messenger alumni, and that's together with his early stint in Herbie Hancock's band. Yes, he's a serious player and a delight to see live. He mentioned his mother being at the original Cotton Club in Harlem with her twin sister as the Brown Girls, and in the film of Fats Waller singing Ain't Misbehaving, Waller sings it to Eddie's mother. Eddie, as a nine-year-old, had a trumpet lesson from somebody called Louis Armstrong. Yes, a serious player. That was a shorty, so we might feature him again later in the show. But first, Clark Tracy. And another coincidence. The bassist Arnie Summergee and the pianist Gareth Williams, who accompany Clark Tracy on drums here, were both in Eddie Henderson's band at St Mary's Church, Aylesbury, last week. This 10 to 10 album is called British Standard Time, recorded Jan 2008, and that was Springtime, written by the British tenor man Tommy Smith. It's Boogie Woogie Time. Little Willie Perkins was born on Honey Island Plantation, Belzoni, Mississippi, July 1913. He played guitar in juke joints and sometimes piano. In the 40s, a, quote, angry woman stabbed him in his left arm, mistaking him for the man, her husband, who'd locked her in an outhouse, as you do. Anyway, mistake or not, Little Willie had to give up the guitar and focus on the piano. In the 50s, Sam Phillips, of Sun Records fame in Memphis, Tennessee, recorded Perkins playing a Pinetop Smith song, and Little Willie picked up the nickname Pinetop Perkins. And we've just heard Pinetop's Boogie Woogie, recorded in 93, Pinetop being obviously 80 at the time. Masterful piano playing. Shake it, but don't break it. Good advice indeed. Between songs on this recording session, Pinetop reminisces. Here's an example. There'll be a test afterwards, so please pay attention.
I left when I was young, I was 17 years old. Went to Adabena, Mississippi. Right around Adabena, Morgan City, Sunrise, and all that stuff. That folks, I was playing by myself. Oh, yeah, they called me Little Willie. Well, I was a little bit of a fella, man. Always have been small. Started playing out on a place called Runnymede Plantation. Man, I had a packed house. One time, man, Chet, We got a shotgun, got hit somebody right there. Get me running out the door, I went and got up in the chimney, man. All this here was out, but open here was up in the chimney. Yeah, well, rough time.
Nope, can't say I caught every word either. But here's Duke Ellington. Yet another Ellington compo enjoying its one and only outing in a recording studio. That was Major. The next song to be recorded was Minor, recorded July 82 in New York, and it's on Volume 3 of the private collection of CDs. All studio sessions in New York on this album, and recorded privately by Ellington at his own expense. Major was obviously written with tenor man Paul Gonsalves in mind, and a song with so much potential that it's amazing it was only played this once and then discarded. Another blues, I think.
Just start playing some blues, anything you want. You can stay on until I come in to play. please, Mr. Powell, don't play those blues so sad. Please, Mr. Powell, don't play those blues so sad. Cause night before last, I lost the best girl I ever had. Send me, Mr. Powell, send my lovesick soul. Send me, Mr. Powell, send my lovesick soul. Send me tonight. If you never send me no more, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh. Send me, I said, send me. Ah, send me, send my love, sweet soul. Well, send me tonight. Like you've never sent me before. I'm a main M A main. Oh, send me, Mr. Powell, send my love sick soul. Well, if you don't send me again, send me like you've never sent me before. Oh, oh yeah.
And that's from an East Side album called Spoon Meet Pow. Spoon is Jimmy Witherspoon, as you well know. Pow is Eugene Pow, a Hong Kong-born guitarist. Very good one, too, as we heard. This album was recorded at the Big One Music Centre in Hong Kong. Rick Haslead, tenor, Dave Packer, piano, Mariano Lim, bass, and Johnny Abraham, drums. This was recorded April 1990. The liner notes and the actual songs give the impression that this was an impromptu session, with Spoon's opening line, "Just start playing some blues, anything you want, until I come in." And that song, Send Me Mr. Powell, is credited as a Jimmy Witherspoon compo. Yep, know we played this next song recently, but always fun to hear a different version of it.
Thank you.
A Savant CD recorded in Paramus, New Jersey, October 2002. Altoist Arthur Blythe is the leader. John Hicks piano there, but he switches to the Hammond B3 for a couple of the songs on the album, unusually. No bass, as Bob Stewart played that part on the tuba. He does dominate a couple of the songs, rather too much in my opinion. Cecil Brooks III, drums. The song, yes, Night Train, always works. Next album is called Legends, plural, two of them. Most of this June 92 New York recorded Music Masters CD features a quartet, but with a couple of songs as a quintet, and then a couple in a stunning duo setting. Both musos sadly no longer with us, but when they were, these two veterans seemed indestructible, immortal even, both of them playing well into their 90s. Benny Carter alto, Hank Jones piano. That was the Carter compo Sunset Glow, which Benny wrote for Count Basie's LP Kansas City Suite, and until this recording, only ever played as a big band. Here's another vocal.
The very thought of you makes my heart sing like an April breeze on the wings of spring. And you appear in all your splendor, my one and only love. The shadows fall and spread their mystic charms in the hush of night while you're in my arms. I feel your lips so warm and tender. Your hand is like heaven, a heaven that I've never known. The blush on your cheek whenever I speak tells me that you are my own. Eager heart with such desire, every kiss you give sets my soul on fire. I give myself in sweet surrender. My one and heart with such desire, every kiss you give sets my soul on fire. I give myself in sweet surrender. My one and only.
This Columbia LP is called Duet. One half of the duet, having said that, is the Andre Previn Trio. But we won't worry about maths. The singer, Doris Day, of course, recorded in Hollywood in November 61 when Doris was the film star and at the very top of her game. Andre Previn was then also a very highly regarded jazz muso. Wonderful rendition of My One and Only Love. To flesh out the Andre Previn Trio, Previn piano, Red Mitchell bass, Frank Capp drums. Reading various obits on Doris. Thank you, Pavan, by the way, for sending two from the US. It was good to hear of her enjoyable retirement in running an animal sanctuary in Carmel, California, after her often unhappy personal life, even though she was a huge star, or maybe because she was a huge star. Here's the normally funky Maceo Parker, but in a gentle mood for a change.
Thank you.
Do Right Woman, Do Right Man. Maceo Parker alto on a soulful ballad for a change. To give you more than a clue as to his normal style, three of the nine songs on this minor music album include the word funk, he said carefully. Fred Wesley trombone, Pee Wee Ellis tenor, Will Boulevard Hammond B3, Bruno Spate guitar, Jerry Preston bass, Yamal Thomas drums. Recorded April 94, but sadly I don't know where. Not going to be able to squeeze in that second Eddie Henderson number this week. We'll try and remember it for next week. But I'm keen to close this week out with the great tenor man Coleman Hawkins. It's a track from a prestige album called Soul, engineered by the redoubtable Rudy Van Gelder in Hackensack, New Jersey, November 58. Hawk tenor, as we already know, Ray Bryant piano, Kenny Burrell guitar, Wendell Marshall bass and Ossie Johnson drums. The song is from 1936, Until the Real Thing Comes Along. huge thanks for listening. Do hope you've had fun, and equally hope you'll be back again next week to join me, Mike Wynn, for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.